Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Welcome to you and all of your parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. I wanted to share with you a term that I first heard a few years ago when I was being trained in internal family systems. But I want to be really clear. They didn't teach me this term at the training. It was another student there that used the term and everybody laughed and I didn't know what it meant. And so somebody had to explain it to me. So you may have already heard this, but I wanted to share with you how it's helped me reframe the thing they were talking about. So the term is AFGO, A as in apple, F as in Frank, G as in George, O as in orange, AFGO. So I heard this, you know, I'm not a therapist, but the therapist there said, oh, this is like an AFGO. And everybody like laughs and like, I didn't get it. So what it stands for is another effing, your choice of the word, freaking, fabulous, well, you know, growth opportunity. Another effing growth opportunity. And you might be wondering why I'm sharing this with you and what this has to do with your parts and your parts work journey. I'm sharing it because it was funny and it is a way to reframe things when life can get tough. Years ago, when I was going through a divorce, I remember how miserable I was. And someone said, God wouldn't give you more than you could handle. And I remember a part of me snapping back, well, I wish God didn't trust me so much. That was definitely a part, and this was years before I ever heard parts work. In the interceding years, since I snapped about God not trusting me so much, I have learned that when I am reacting to something or someone, and let's keep it real, overreacting is more likely, I've learned that likely there is a wound under there. And it truly is another growth opportunity. It is an opportunity for me to heal something that I have likely carried since childhood. I have learned to embrace that overreaction. It is, as I like to say, a clue that something is going on. There is a wound there. And my opportunity, once I'm aware of it, is that then I can work with the part that's hurt and I can help it heal. I have literally learned to embrace that overreaction. Dick Schwartz, the founder of IFS, says it maybe a little more eloquently than AFGO. His quote on this topic is, I'll just read the quote. Generally, what your partner provokes in you is what you need to heal. Let me say it again. Generally, what your partner provokes in you is what you need to heal. You can substitute boss, children, politics, climate change, whatever you want for the word partner. Whatever your boss provokes in you is something that needs to be healed. So my invitation to you is the next time that you snap at your kids, scream at your significant other, notice what's happening inside. Often the first thing that happens when we lose our cool, whether it's tears or rage, is our inner critic starts to berate us. What the heck were you thinking? How could you have been so stupid? Or at least that's what my inner critic likes to say. And if you can pause for a moment, and if is a very big word here, if you can pause for a moment, can you get curious instead of furious? Even after you've erupted, let's say after you've erupted, that's still a great time to get curious about what happened. Why did I get so upset when my husband said XYZ? Why did I get so upset when my boss said ABC? When can you get curious about what it is that's setting the part off? What made you scream? What made you cry? You can always ask your parts, what's happening right now? Tell me why you're upset. I am here with you. Most of our parts are happy to tell us about it. We just don't normally stop to ask. When we have situations arise and we get triggered and we yell or cry and an inner critic comes in and then calls us an idiot, we don't often stop and ask, hey, what's really going on here? So that's my invitation to you is, notice and then get curious. That's that curiosity. What's going on? Why did we get upset? Why are we crying? Who in here, somebody in here is hurt. I wouldn't have reacted unless a part of me was hurt. It just wouldn't have happened. And if I can find that part and help it, I am less likely to react the next time, or maybe I won't react as strongly. And that I call progress. That is healing. Because let's face it, the one thing you can count on is life will happen. From little upsets to things, like somebody cutting you in line, or big things like divorces and the death of loved ones. All of these are life, and they will happen to us. And I see those as opportunities to facilitate the healing of my parts. And then that helps me get through it. And so, yes, I've been very, very transparent about some of the painful things I've gone through in the last year. They were 100% painful. And they were certainly another blankety blank blank growth opportunity. But when I look back, I can see that it was a fabulous opportunity for me to find exiles, little parts of me that had been shoved away, and help them heal. Whether I wanted it or not, that was the opportunity afforded to me. So when there is another AFGO in my life, insert the appropriate F word, I'm grateful now. It's an opportunity for me to keep healing my system. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Drop me a comment either here or at laura@lauralively.com. Hit the subscribe button so you never miss the next content, which will be next week. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.